plurality of Florida, Indiana, Arizona voters, migrant caravan a threat to the nation. By John Binder on October 31, 2018. A plurality of likely midterm election voters in the battleground states of Florida, Arizona, and Indiana say a 7,000 to 10,000 strong migrant caravan headed to the United States is a threat to the nation. In the latest CBS News/YouGov Battleground Tracker poll, Florida, Indiana, and Arizona likely voters expressed their concern with mass immigration at the country's southern border. The three states see hotly contested Senate races between Senator Bill Nelson, DFL, and Governor Rick Scott, R, Representative Kyrsten Sinema, D-Oz, and Representative Martha Mosley, R-Oz, and Senator Joe Donnelly, D-N, and Mike Braun, R. In each state, when asked about the migrant caravan, a plurality of likely voters said the group of thousands of Central Americans headed to the U.S.-Mexico border are a threat. A majority of likely voters in Indiana say the U.S. should not try to help the migrants in the caravan, while a majority of Arizona likely voters say the same. By a slim margin, likely Florida voters say that while the caravan is a threat to the country, the U.S. should try to help the migrants. Likely voters' concerns with the caravan come as Breitbart News has extensively reported on the violent, chaotic, and criminal nature of the mass group of Central Americans. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the caravan stormed through Mexico by tearing down the country's border fence with Guatemala. During an interview with Fox News, one of the migrants with the caravan admitted he had been previously deported from the U.S. for a conviction of attempted murder. Days later, Mexican officials warned that a second group of Central American migrants were building Molotov cocktails to be used against authorities at international borders. Most recently, Mexican authorities say they arrested two Honduran nationals with the migrant caravan after they say the individuals shot at them while crossing through Chiapas, Mexico. As Breitbart News has chronicled, though the establishment media has repeatedly claimed that the caravan is seeking to enter the U.S. to seek asylum, the Central American migrants have continuously admitted they are not seeking asylum. Instead, the migrants are looking for jobs, crime-free communities, and many are previously deported illegal aliens who are looking to go back to their former illegal life in the U.S. None of these cases is eligible as asylum claims. President Trump has authorized the deployment of 5,200 troops to the southern border thus far, and his administration has signaled that more troops could be sent in the near future. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.